very good.
Okay. These are round, flat cakes, and you cook them on a grease skillet, and then you stack them up and put butter on them and pour syrup over them.
So pretty.
Well, now these are little thin. They're thin like this.
Cookie?
No.
You wouldn't call them cookie?
These are, let's see, they're...
A pound. It wouldn't be a pound cake, really.
No. Let me see now. You make a thin batter. So, you know, it's real thin. And then you get your skillet good and hot, and you pour a little of this on.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let it get brown, then you turn it over. Mm-hmm. And then you stack these up.
Would you call it a layer cake?
No. What I'm thinking of is whether you call them flitters or batter cakes or pancakes or...
Well, that's the kind of thing I'm thinking of. Well, I think you would call it a batter cake.
Uh-huh.
Or even a pancake. Could be pancake or even a batter cake.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Middling.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Hog head. Ground beef.
Well, now this, I think you grind it all up and then you press it.
Mm-hmm. Press meat, that's what you call it.
What do you call the thing in the middle of a cherry? When you bite into a cherry and your teeth hit something hard, what do you call that?
Cherry seed.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's in a peach?
A peach seed.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
I know that called a clear seed and a plum peach.
Okay.
That's what you call it. Plum peach, what sticks to the seed, and a clear seed, you see.
It's the one that comes off easily. Okay. What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
String beans.
What do you call beans that do have to be shelled?
We call them pinto beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that people eat? The green tops.
Turnip greens.
Okay. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Roast meal.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground?
It's smaller than a squirrel. A frog?
No, this one has fur on it, too, but it's just smaller than a squirrel.
A young rabbit.
Okay. Do you all have chipmunks or ground squirrels or grannies here?
Well, they say there's some squirrels up there and some rabbits, but the dog usually keep them, you know, ate up. My husband, he stays on that old bus and that all the time, and don't he working, you know, with his old cows and gathering corn. He don't all ever go hunt.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But there's some rabbits and some squirrels up there, too.
Okay. What do you call an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
It's not a possum, is it?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what that is. It's small.
Yeah, it's black and it's got pretty fur. And it's just got this white stripe right down its back.
Mm-hmm. It's not a monkey, is it?
Mm-mm.
Do you call it a monkey? And it wouldn't be a bear.
No, it's a lot smaller than a bear.
Mm-hmm.